Who is a Gnani Purush? The Sant Purush, the Gnani Purush.
Dada, what is the difference between a saint, that is Sant Purush, and a Gnani Purush?
A Sant Purush is someone who teaches people to do good deeds and to stop doing bad deeds.
You mean a person, one who saves us from binding bad karma, is called a Sant?
Yes, a Sant stops you from doing bad deeds. But a Gnani Purush will stop you from binding both good and bad karma. A Sant Purush leads people on the right path, whereas a Gnani Purush liberates people. The saints are travelers of a specific path towards liberation. They walk this path themselves and encourage others to do the same. But a Gnani Purush is the one who takes you to the final destination, and he will help you to get your work done. The Sant Purushes are teachers of different levels, for example, kindergarten, first standard, second standard, and so on. But only a Gnani Purush can give you total liberation. The Gnani Purush is very rare. Sants can give happiness at a relative level. The Gnani Purush will give you permanent bliss, which is the true nature of the soul. He gives you eternal tranquility. A true Sant is one who has no attachment to anything. There are others who have attachment of varying degrees. Who is a Gnani Purush? He is the one without ego or attachment. So, you cannot refer to a Sant as a Gnani Purush. The Sant is not self-realized. However, when a Sant meets a Gnani Purush, he too makes spiritual progress. Even the Sant needs to meet a Gnani Purush. Anyone who has the desire for liberation will have to meet a Gnani Purush. There is no other way. Gnani Purush is truly a wonder of the world. Gnani Purush is the manifest soul.
Recognizing the Gnani Purush.
Dada, how do you recognize a Gnani Purush?
A Gnani Purush cannot remain hidden. His fragrance and aura are quite unmistakable. His ambience is quite unique. His speech is extraordinary. You can recognize him through his words. You can tell by just looking into his eyes. The Gnani Purush has so many signs of indisputable proof. His every word is a scripture. His speech, actions, and humility are so beautiful that they win you over. He has many unique qualities. What are the qualities of a Gnani Purush? The radiance of the sun and the coolness of the moon are part of his nature. Both these opposite attributes are to be found together in the Gnani Purush. Nowhere in this world can one find such a smile of complete liberation. His serene smile makes one forget his miseries. The Gnani Purush does not have a drop of intellect, that is buddhi, the light of knowledge which comes through the medium of the ego. The Gnani Purush is abhut, that is, without buddhi. How many such people are around? Once in a while, when such a person is around, he will liberate hundreds and thousands of people. A Gnani Purush does not have even the slightest ego. There is not a single person in this world that is egoless. Rarely, every few thousand years or so, a Gnani Purush is born. There is an abundance of saints and experts of scriptures, but there are no self-realized persons. Gnanis have full knowledge of the soul. The knower of the soul is full of bliss and does not experience any internal or external suffering. In the presence of such a person, you too can achieve your liberation. He who is realized can help others achieve realization. Without a Jnani, it is impossible to achieve Atmagnan.
Who is Dada Bhagwan? I and Dada Bhagwan are not one.
Dada, why do you allow yourself to be addressed as Bhagwan, that is God?
I am not a Bhagwan. I myself bow down to the Dada Bhagwan within me. My spiritual knowledge is at 356 degrees and Dada Bhagwan is at 360 degrees. Because I lack the 4 degrees, I too bow down to and worship Dada Bhagwan, the Lord within me.
Why do you do this, Dada?
I do this because I want to obtain the remaining 4 degrees. I will have to obtain them. I have failed because I lack these 4 degrees. I have no choice but to pass the next time around.
Do you have a desire to be a Bhagwan?
For me, it is burdensome to be a Bhagwan. I am a Laghutam person, that is, one who really considers everything in the world to be higher than himself, an egoless state. There is no other being lower than myself, and that is why becoming God would be a burden to me.
Dada, if you don't want to be a god, then why do you make an effort to complete the 4 degrees?
That is for my ultimate liberation.
Seen the world, but not fully known the world.
This Jnani Purush lacks only 4 degrees in attaining absolute and total knowledge, that is Keval Jnan. I have gone beyond the stage of self-realization, but have not yet reached total absolute liberation, that is Keval Jnan. I failed the attainment of Keval Jnan.
Dada, which 4 degrees are you talking about?
The 4 degrees relate to my outward and worldly conduct. The other reason is that although I truly understand this world, I have not come to know it fully. Keval Jnan means knowing the world as it is. I have understood it, but not known it completely.
What is the difference between understanding and knowing?
I have fully understood, but I have not fully known. Had I come to know it fully, it would be called Keval Jnan. I have fully understood it, so it is called Keval Darshan.
The Lord of the 14 worlds has manifested here.
For whom do you use the word Dada Bhagwan?
For Dada Bhagwan, not for me. I am a Jnani Purush.
Which Bhagwan?
Dada Bhagwan is the one who is manifest within me. He is the Lord of the 14 worlds. He is also within you, but he has not yet manifested. Here within me, he is completely manifested. The manifestation can give you the results, that is, spiritual fruits. You will benefit even by saying his name just once. But when you say his name with the right understanding, you will benefit tremendously. In addition, worldly obstructions or difficulties will be removed. However, you must not be greedy in worldly matters because greed has no end. Do you understand what Dada Bhagwan is? The one you see with your eyes is not Dada Bhagwan. You might think that the person in front of you is Dada Bhagwan. No. What you see is a Patel from Bhadran, that is a village in India. I am a Gnani Purush and Dada Bhagwan resides within me and has completely manifested within me. The Lord of the 14 worlds has been expressed within me. I have personally seen him and experienced him. Therefore, I say this with absolute guarantee and assurance that he has manifested within me. And who is it that is speaking? It is a taped recorder that is speaking. Dada Bhagwan has no speech. It is this Patel who is talking as a medium for the taped recorder. After the separation of Patel and Dada Bhagwan, there is no ego left to say, I am the speaker. The taped recorder speaks and I remain the knower and the observer of it. Even in you, it is the taped record that speaks, but you believe I am speaking. And with this belief, a false pride arises within you. For myself, I too have to bow down to Dada Bhagwan within me. Dada Bhagwan and I are separate, and our relationship is that of neighbors. People think this body of mine is Dada Bhagwan. No. How can this Patel of Bhadran become Dada Bhagwan?